USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
The people of Montana love our country so much. They honor our values, and you always respect our great American flag. You see what's happened.
President Trump holds a MAGA Make America Great Again rally in Billings, Montana, campaigning for the Republican candidate there. The president talking about the economy, saying unemployment at an all-time low.
We have the best market is at record highs. Unemployment is at historic lows. And more Americans are working today than ever, ever, ever before.
During his remarks, the president also mentioning Brett Kavanaugh, his Supreme Court nominee.
And he's doing really well. But do you believe the anger and the meanness on the other side?
This is USA Radio News.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
The people of Montana love our country so much. They honor our values, and you always respect our great American flag. You see what's happened.
President Trump holds a MAGA Make America Great Again rally in Billings, Montana, campaigning for the Republican candidate there. The president talking about the economy, saying unemployment at an all-time low.
We have the best market is at record highs. Unemployment is at historic lows. And more Americans are working today than ever, ever, ever before.
During his remarks, the president also mentioning Brett Kavanaugh, his Supreme Court nominee.
And he's doing really well. But do you believe the anger and the meanness on the other side?
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Continuing our coverage now of day three of the Kavanaugh hearing, Liberal Senator Democrat Cory Booker of New Jersey releases what he says is a confidential email from Kavanaugh in violation of the rules. Booker says he knowingly violated Senate rules in an act of civil disobedience. USA Radio's Tim Berg now with reaction.
Saying he was ready to be kicked out of the Senate for his behavior, House Majority Whip Steve Scalise was asked about Booker's behavior.
I think people know the political motivations are behind a lot of the shenanigans that are going on. Frankly, it's beneath the dignity of the Senate to be trying to turn this into a circus.
Actor Burt Reynolds has died. He was 82 years old. The cause of death, cardiac arrest at a hospital in Florida. He was a star. Reynolds' breakout role in the 70s in the movie Deliverance.
We can get out of this thing without any questions asked. We get connected up with that body and the law. This thing's gonna be hanging over us the rest of our lives.
Reynolds also in Smokey and the Bandit, and he was nominated for an Oscar for his role in Boogie Nights back in 1997. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Alex Jones in the news as he crashes a news conference on Capitol Hill where Florida Senator Republican Marco Rubio is speaking. And it's all caught on camera. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details.
TV cameras rolling outside a Capitol Hill social media hearing on Wednesday when Alex Jones crashed Marco Rubio's news conference. The InfoWars founder patting Rubio on the shoulder and calling him little frat boy. The senator's response?
I'm asking you not to touch me.
What's wrong? I just patted you.